Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lil Baby has been consistent like this whole year, 2021. If they really want to play fair and give it to somebody who's been working this whole year, not just the last month, Drake.
Then you got a point. You got a point there. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Well, if you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip-hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday, and have you ever heard the phrase, love conquers all?
Yes, I have heard that phrase.
Well, it looks like that's true. Fujiano, who is currently behind bars, proposed to his girlfriend, Renny Brucci. Love is in the air right now, man. Also, Kanye West is plotting a tech industry takeover. I guess he's on his Steve Jobs flow recently. He's got some new Donda products coming out. Also, Lizzo is facing backlash again. For what reason? I'm not really sure, but we'll get into it. Also, it was recently announced that Rap City is coming back, the legendary classic show, and it's going to be coming back for the BET Hip Hop Awards, which air tonight. So a lot to get to. Let's get right into it. All right, so let's start out with Fujiano. So he has been holding it down for his boo from behind bars, from behind a prison cell.
Yeah, as you know, Renny Brucci has posted about Fujiano a couple times on her Instagram and things like that. And it's very clear that he is still behind bars. She'll post like pictures of like them with the video call type thing from jail and things like that. Well, she had posted a couple of gifts on her Instagram from Fujiano, and they're big gifts.
Ooh, yeah, I saw red bottoms, bloody shoes. I saw the lubes she had, and I was just like, okay, well, how is Fujiano making all these purchases from behind bars? But I guess he had someone doing it on his behalf, or, you know, he had those things in place. Maybe the account was already looking right before he went in, and, you know, no telling what business ventures he has going on or what investments he has that his money could be multiplying while he's still behind bars. And plus, you know, he had music out before he went in, so his music could still be selling merch, all of that. So clearly he's got the coins to still be providing his boo with all these gifts from behind bars. And it looks like she's happy with it.
Yeah, definitely happy. And the big thing with these gifts is there was a ring in there. So it looks like he proposed behind bars to Renny.
Lock it down while you're locked down, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You gotta make sure he got somebody to hold him down that whole 5 years.
Facts.
I'm here for it, though. They seem to be in love prior to him going in. She seems to, you know, still be holding him down while he's in there. And yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for the love story.
Yeah, so congratulations to Fujiano and Renny Brucci on their engagement.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of congratulations, Kanye might be deserving of some congratulations. He is putting out more tech products that are underneath the Donda brand name. He's taking this Donda brand global. He's doing Donda the album, Donda the tour, Donda STEM machines, Donda cell phones, Donda hats. It's going to be a Donda world. It's really giving Steve Jobs right now.
Like the chant, the beginning, Donda, Donda, Donda. It's everything. It's everywhere.
Everything is Donda. Okay, now you know that Steve Jobs is one of his idols. He's talked about him all the time previously. So this should come as no surprise that Kanye wants to expand into the tech world and start putting out some products underneath his own brand. Honestly, I thought this would come sooner.
Yeah, I would think so too. But I guess the album really set it off for Kanye West to be like, all right, it's game time. Let me put this out as Donda, put that out as Donda. So now it's clicked to him that he got to do it.
Right. He's going to be branding Donda on devices such as smartwatches, smart glasses, activity trackers, wireless receivers in the form of jewelry and smart rings. This is like high tech things over here now. Like, I feel like we're going to be able to make phone calls through like engagement rings or something.
I mean, it's about time. Hello.
Maybe he should test it out with Renny Rucci and Fujiano. Like, you know, you can get a ring behind bars. Maybe they can have conversations through the engagement rings. I don't know. You know, the technology knows no bounds.
Yeah, like, you know, little things where like if you touch something, somebody from far away can touch it at the same time and you see it. I feel like that should be in the jewelry too, like a way of communicating.
Come on, put us on the development team, Kanye. And you know, Kanye likes to hire random people like that. He just thinks is talented. So maybe if he hears this episode of DX Daily and he hears our ideas, he'll let us get on the Donda development team.
It's only right. Like, come on now.
Now, these new developments could also include downloadable electronic publications. So we're talking about books, magazines, journals, brochures, leaflets, pamphlets, all of that. Newsletters covering entertainment news. Hold up now, Kanye. Now you get into our territory.
Hold on now.
No, don't make Donda hip-hop news outlet, okay? We don't need that right now.
Yeah.
But all of the other stuff, yeah, we're definitely here for that.
Everything but the entertainment, please stay away from. We got this over here.
We got it on lock already. Now, in other Kanye news, he has been slumming it lately, okay? Instead of taking his usual private jets, he has been on commercial flights like a regular person. He's been down here with the peasants taking these commercial flights. So, you know, usually he does hop on the private jet or whatever. But this past weekend, he was seen on a flight from Los Angeles to New York City. And fans were taking pictures of him. He took a few pictures with people. Like, he was just really on his regular vibe. He was there by himself. It didn't look like he had security with him. I was like, okay, Kanye. Sometimes it's good to have that, though, like just a burst of reality in a world where, you know, everybody's a yes man or everybody's willing to do whatever you say. Nothing you say is wrong, or you just have everyone at your disposal. Sometimes you just want to feel regular. I'm not saying I can relate, but this is what I observe.
Right. Like, I always hear like the stories of like where celebrities, when they meet like somebody who doesn't know they're a celebrity, and they enjoy it because they can actually feel like a regular person.
Right.
And not this star all the time. So,
yeah. And it can be a grounding experience. So hopefully that does do something for Kanye. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear, you know, it's really expensive to hop on all these private flights.
Yeah.
Granted, Kanye is allegedly a billionaire, so I don't see how that would be a problem for him. But hey, you know, you keep the money by saving money. You feel me?
Big facts. We all know that.
$200 coach flight or, you know, $100,000 private jet flight. Which one would you choose? So, yeah, that was pretty cool to see Kanye just on the flight being super regular. Fans were posting pictures. One fan said, "It's not every day you're boarding a flight to start your first headline tour in 3 years and have a great conversation with a legend." That was from an artist named Goody Grace. He said, "Shout out to the GOAT at Kanye West and the universe for these moments." Ooh. So Kanye's out here touching lives, touching the people.
Just by flying coach. You right. Love to see it.
You love it. Things we don't love to see, people hating on Lizzo. Like, why is this continually a thing?
They just love picking at this girl. I don't know what it is.
So the latest backlash is from a video that was making its rounds on social media over the weekend. So as we know, the Millennium Tour is happening right now. So Lizzo was backstage and Chris Brown was backstage for the Millennium Tour. And there was a photo op that was happening. Lizzo went over to Chris Brown. She's like, "Oh my God, you're my favorite person in the world. Can I get a picture with you?" And, you know, it was a very like, "Oh, this is someone I admire" type of moment. I didn't think anything was wrong with that. I saw the video of them taking the picture together. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, Lizzo's a fan of Chris Brown. You know, it's both Tauruses. You know, I have my master list of anybody in the world who's a Taurus. So I just knew that off top. Like, oh, Taurus and Taurus energy right there. So anyway, yeah, they took the photo. All was well. Until it hit the internet.
Yeah, it started making its rounds on Instagram, Twitter, and basically one fan had tweeted, "I love you, Lizzo, but how are you going to talk so much ish about men, then dick ride Chris Brown like that? That's your favorite person in the world?"
What does that even mean? Like, what are you talking about? talking about.
Right.
What? How bad does she talk about men?
Yeah, I didn't think she really said anything crazy. Like, she was like a known man basher out here.
Right. Like, I don't understand what they even meant by that. And what is the problem with her asking for a picture with Chris Brown? Like, I assume that if the person who wrote that tweet was in front of Chris Brown, they would ask for a picture too.
Exactly. So don't even try to like play like that. Like, Lizzo can't do it either.
What is the issue? Or is it the Chris Brown's history? Or like, I'm trying to understand the general negative comments towards the photo op or whatever. Like, even beyond just that particular person, people having an issue with it. Like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Why would she do that? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what's wrong with taking a picture?
Right.
I was truly confused about this. I honestly think it's because it's Lizzo. And people love to find something that they don't like about Lizzo. Anything she does, any type of situation where she goes viral for any reason, people have negative things to say about Lizzo. It's almost like there's a certain reason. I don't know what the reason is. Let's put our thinking caps on and think of it and try to figure out why people always have something bad to say about Lizzo. We'll let you figure it out. Now, let's talk about Rap City. So Big Tigger recently announced that the show was coming back. We all got excited like, oh yeah, this is our childhood all over again. Woo, classic, legendary times. We can't wait. Mm-hmm. And now we find out that it's not coming back for real, for real. It's coming back for one night only.
Yeah, as you know, the BET Hip Hop Awards are tonight. And so they decided to bring back the iconic Rap City set and Big Tigger and just have a special episode of Rap City for tonight only.
I like it, but I don't like it. So the reason why I like it is because obviously the nostalgia of it all. Rap City is classic. Big Tigger's energy when it comes to hosting is everything. So that part about it, love it. The part I don't like is you kind of misled us. You kind of made us believe like it was really coming back as a show for real, for real.
Yeah.
And it's not. And now our hopes were up. And now we just get it for one night. So I'm happy we get it at all. But I'm just like, y'all ain't have to do that. Y'all could have just told us what it was in the first place.
Yeah, they play with our emotions with this one because we was really ready. We was like, we're going to pick Off the Top versus Rap City. Like, we were about to go to battle on which show was going to make it.
Right. But I am excited to see it. The awards are later tonight. They're getting started at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to see who's about to take home these big ones. Do we have any final predictions? Like, I feel like Hip Hop Artist of the Year, we need to make our final predictions for that.
Yeah, let's pick some. So for Hip Hop Artist of the Year, the nominations you got are Cardi B, Drake, J. Cole, Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, and Tyler, the Creator.
Lil Baby, J. Cole, or Tyler, the Creator should win that.
No, I agree. I agree with that one.
Dang. But then you see how Drake just came through and smashed all everybody, though. I don't know. I feel like I'm going with Lil Baby because Lil Baby has not been getting his just due these past two award seasons for how hard he's really been going. And I think he just cemented it this year. So I'm going to go Lil Baby, and I think that's who they're going to give it to.
No, facts, because Lil Baby has been consistent like this whole year, 2021. If they really want to play fair and give it to somebody who's been working this whole year, not just the last month, Drake.
Then you got a point. You got a point there.
Right.
So BET Hip Hop Awards, hopefully y'all have given it to Lil Baby. I know they shot it already, but it airs later tonight. So hopefully Lil Baby has that one. And then we got Hip Hop Album of the Year. So you have a Gangsta's Pain, Moneybagg Yo, one of my favorite albums this year. Mm-hmm. Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator, Culture 3, Migos, Good News, Megan Thee Stallion, Khalid, Savage Mode 2, and The Offseason. Now, a few of these, no shade, they don't need to be in the running for this. If we're talking top contenders, it's The Offseason, it's A Gangsta's Pain, and it's Call Me If You Get Lost. Everybody else's project, no shade, is just like, they made noise in that moment, but they didn't sustain the whole year for me.
Facts. No, I agree with that completely. Like, they were good, but they didn't stick with it like those last three that you mentioned. So
right. And granted, the last three were, well, besides Moneybagg Yo, The Offseason and Call Me If You Get Lost were kind of on the more recent side, but the impact they had is still lasting. Like, people are still calling those some of their favorite albums of this year. So yeah, I have to go with those. If I'm going my personal favorite out of those, Moneybagg Yo, A Gangsta's Pain. Oh. But I think they're going to give it to Cole, which I'm not mad at all, because that was also one of my favorite albums. But who I really, really want to win is Moneybagg for that one, because that was a great album.
Yeah, Moneybagg did have a good album. I'm going to go with the Offseason. I'm going to see if J. Cole wins that one tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's Album of the Year. And then we have Best New Hip Hop Artist. If they don't give it to Blast, I'm sorry. I just got to say what it is. If you don't give it to Blast, like, you just did the wrong thing. You did it wrong. You got it wrong, BET, if you didn't give it to Blast. That's all I'm going to say. I want more Ray. I'm rooting for him, too, just off the strength of North Carolina, and he's doing the damn thing right now. Mm-hmm. But Blast really, really deserves that award.
No, definitely so. Like, he does not make a bad song ever. He can't make a bad song. He's been, you know, everywhere. He's on tour right now, and it's just, Blast has been doing it for me, so.
But Young Blue might get it, for real, because he has also been working super, super hard. He's on tour right now, put out a great project, has been on a couple of songs, a couple of joints that just went. So, I don't know, Young Blue might get it. Young Blue might solidify it, and I wouldn't be mad at that either, but I really want Blast to get this award.
Right, I'm curious to see who wins this one out of Blast, Coi Leray, Don Toliver, Moray, Pusheisen, Young Blue. Like, those are some heavy hitters regardless, so.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see, though. But those are, like, the biggest categories. So those are our final predictions. We'll see if we get them right tonight. And, yeah, we'll be back with our BET Hip Hop Awards recap tomorrow to cover everybody that won. Yeah, I think that's a good note to end on, though. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Wherever you're listening right now, hit that follow button. That's all you got to do. It takes 2 seconds. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.